Hamill has watched over the past 8 months as Republican vaccination rates have fallen further and further behind the rest of America. Today,
an unvaccinated person is 3 times as likely to lean Republican as they are to lean Democrat.
To see the impact of this vaccination gap, NPR checked COVID-19 death rates against 2020 election results. The trend was clear. Since May, when the vaccines became widely available, counties that voted heavily for Trump experienced nearly 3 times the death rate from COVID-19 compared to those that voted for President Biden. They also had far lower vaccination rates. When asked about Republicans' low vaccination rates, Roger Stone said this.
Each person must make their own choice. God bless them.
So it doesn't bother you. You're not worried about Republicans potentially getting COVID, getting sick, not having the vaccine.
I actually think that the taking the vaccination probably enhances your chances of getting the disease. So I guess I'd be more concerned if I were a Democrat.
That last statement is contrary to all the scientific and medical data available. Stone also declined to say whether he was vaccinated.
He doesn't care if people are dying and he's spreading, pardon my French, quasi-medical information. They don't care about that. They just care about winning. It's the worst element in American politics today.
Annette Meeks is a lifelong Republican. She heads the Freedom Foundation in Minnesota, a conservative think tank. Meeks has seen the data on vaccines, and she's watched people she knows get sick. She is worried.
To see people reject those vaccines based on pseudoscience or worse, lies, and to see lives lost is a tragedy beyond words.